Alrighty.
Welcome to the Change Your World Mindset and Goal Setting for 2016 Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Ms. Cheryl Jennings. Cheryl, why don't you take it from here?
All right. Thank you, Tanya. Well, this is the time of year that most people are thinking about maybe how much money they've spent, how much weight they might have put on during the year, and they start thinking about, well, on New Year's, you start New Year's resolutions. A lot of people do it. A lot of people dread it. A lot of people don't even want to start a goal because they think, I probably won't keep it anyway. And did you know that your attitude about what you think about goals is part of why you do not achieve your goals? In fact, I've looked up some statistics, and it's just very interesting to see that only 8% of people achieve their New Year's goals. In fact, 33% will give them up before the end of January. Well, okay, let's kind of look at why our goals don't work for us. What can we do that would help us achieve goals? And how to set them up. Now, there are different people will have different ways of doing it, and that's fine. I'm just going to share with you some things that I've learned from some people who have been experts in setting goals and try to share a little bit of how to make the goal achievable. What would make me reach my goal instead of giving up on my goal? And so the first thing I want to talk about is that your mind has got a lot to do with whether or not you even set the goal in the right way, or maybe you don't even know how to set a goal, and it could be that you're telling yourself you won't be able to do it without even realizing it. So, you know, when we're talking about goals, we're talking about changes we need to make. And I heard one time, this was so cute, and I've always remembered it, the only people who like change are wet babies. Now, isn't that funny that we can think about babies that cry a lot and they just want their diaper changed? But let's talk about what kind of things make us make changes in our lives. There are basically two things in our lives that make us make a change. So what are those two things? One is pain. We don't like to be in pain. And if it gets really bad, we will make a change. And the other one is pleasure. Maybe there's something that we would love to do, love to have, or love to be like. I know about the pain part and why it made me make a change, because there was a day I woke up, I couldn't stand up, sit up, couldn't lift anything, couldn't lift my body off the bed. Couldn't get up, couldn't get down, and I was crying in pain. I can tell you, that was the day I made a big change in my life. I went in to find out how to get out of pain. Pain doesn't have to be that severe for you to see that you don't like the way things are going in your life. Maybe you're not making much money, and maybe the bills are piling up, and you are wasting money that you realize that you really could do without some things that you're buying. And if we have any trouble thinking about what those items could be, then maybe looking at some other countries where they're just looking for a place to stay for the night, a way to keep warm, and a way to feed a child or to feed yourself, could make us realize that we all have piles of things around us in America, that we have got so much that when people go in and ask for help a lot of times, it's no longer just because they can't feed their families. They may say that, but if they look at their lives, they may have on a cell phone, have TVs, have a lot of technological advantages, and they could have used that money to pay their bills instead of using it for pleasure. But the pleasure was more important than the pain. So we have to evaluate in our own minds, where do you want to be? What would you like to happen? What kind of goals do you want to set? Are they personal goals, or maybe they're business goals? And the way you set them would be different depending on what kind of goals that you want to set. Well, let's look first at how we have our minds not helping us achieve those goals. We may make them so vague that we really know right off the bat we probably won't achieve them, because we're saying, I wish I could lose weight. Wishing is not the same as a goal. Wishing is just a fleeting moment of thinking about something. If we were saying, I don't think I am very pretty, I want to get more beautiful, or I'm too fat, but I don't really know how to lose weight, or, you know, there are a lot of things that we say in our own minds that keep us stuck right at the beginning, where we can't even go forward with setting a goal. And even if we're sitting in that position, there are things that we can learn to do that will help us achieve those. First of all, you may need to spend a few moments evaluating your path, if it's personal or if it's business. Let's take business, for example. If you're looking at what kind of goals that you would really like to have, let's look back and see what happened last year, or what has happened during the past few years. Why have you not achieved more in your goals? And before you set them, you've got to see where you are right now. And you have to listen to those inner thoughts and what you're saying to yourself, and see if that might be part of the problem. Like using words, if an opportunity comes up, you say, well, I can't do that. I'm not good at that. I don't have enough money. I wish I could do. I hope I can. I have never done that. Those kind of thoughts are part of the problem right there. That's part of what is holding you back from achieving a goal, because the words are very negative. And you have to remember that your subconscious does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. Now, let me say that again. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So if you send your brain a message that you wish something was going to happen, that's not really going to help you achieve that goal, because that's not a specific goal. But if you say, I am this person, your subconscious mind will think you are already doing it, because it believes and it acts upon whatever you've said you are at that time in the present tense, and it delivers the message of whatever you set out. Like, here's an example. If I say, I wish I were thinner, or I hope to lose weight, versus I am thin, what's the difference? The difference is I've stated a fact that even though I may not be thin at this moment, if I keep saying it to myself, my subconscious mind will help me to become a thin person. And it's not just saying that. It's instead of saying, I'm never going to eat potato chips, don't use the negative in there. You want to take those out. You will say, I am eating healthy foods. And that way it puts it in a very positive tone, and your subconscious mind accepts that as reality. Now, this goes back a lot of times to even how people work on your mind when you are hypnotized, or if they're helping you with your subconscious, what they're doing is just helping you state the goals in your mind of how it is a positive to help your subconscious help you achieve those goals. If you say things like, you receive in this very negative world, I can't afford it, I'll never have the money to buy that, I'm not good enough, I don't like telling people something, I'm scared about this, I don't deserve things, those are so negative. You will never achieve a goal. So we've got to learn how we are going to eliminate those verbal or thought-provoking things that would keep us from achieving goals. So now what we're going to do is to think about how to put it in the positive. 2 years ago, I was in a conference or convention in Salt Lake City with a company I absolutely love working with, and it's Send Out Cards. And Cody Bateman is the president, CEO, and founder of Send Out Cards. He is so good at teaching us how to change our thought processes to make the goals achievable. And when he was teaching us some of these things that I'm going to tell you about, I was busy just writing down my goals as fast as I could the way he told me to. I raised my hand. I was able to be one that got to stand to read my goals, my statements, in front of an audience of almost 3,000 people. They were powerful, not just for me, but for the audience, because I had people that came up to me the next few days and said, wow, your goals impacted me. And I was kind of taken back, and I said, why? Those were for myself. Those are my goals. But they said, the way that I said them was so thoughtful, and it was in the way they wish they could say those things. Well, anyway, long story short, here are some of the goals that I stood up and said. I am a powerful woman. I am an eagle. I love telling other people how to become an eagle. I am powerful in how I can communicate to other people. I make enough money to be able to take care of a special needs son. I am an international speaker. I'm an international writer. And I went on with about 30 different things. And do you know what? Within about 5 months from then, I became an international best-selling author. It happened. It came true. And just a few months later, I became an international speaker. The way we state our goals can be so powerful that they become true more quickly than we can even imagine. Now, what was the difference there? Well, first of all, I was very passionate about the statements that I was making. I was making my I am statements as if it had already happened, that I was already that person I was speaking about. And although I wrote down many more goals, I'm going to tell you not everything came true because I tried to do too much at once. But the ones that came true were absolutely astounding for me. So here is what I'm going to suggest to you. Learn to put your goals in a statement as if it's already happened in an I am whatever, fill in the blanks, but not negative. Do not use negative in that phrase. And when you get through writing those statements, begin to state them out loud. Make sure they sound right to you. Make sure it sounds like something you truly want to achieve, because you don't want to be one of those statistics that never finishes your goal. You want to be somebody that is able to finish the goal. Now, experts are out there everywhere. They can help you find goals that you need to set, and they will tell you all kinds of ways to help you. So if you're having trouble following and making your goals, just Google that a little bit and come up with some different ways that people can state the goals so that they can achieve them. Because only 20% of the population even set the goal, and about 70% absolutely fail in those goals that they set. So what you want to do is set the goals that you truly want to keep. And you have to set those goals where they're achievable. Now, you can't make your goals as if you were going to make $1 million and right now you're making $100 a week. That's not an achievable goal. You have to think in terms of what is something that's a possibility for you. And then don't have that fear of failure in there. Just set it as if this is something that you are absolutely going to do. Many people have a lack of belief in themselves and what they're able to do in their minds, their failures, and they think negatively. And so they're not successful because their minds have become used to the negative statement. So you want to set your goal in an achievable way by saying something like, I am making $1,000 a month instead of $100 a month. Make it something that's a possibility. And then it's something that you're committed to doing, something that you understand no matter what happens, you're going to make a way for that goal to happen. You know, there are so many people that are just, they have analysis by paralysis. They paralyze themselves with their doubts about what's going to happen. Are they overanalyze everything that they say or state or stating their goals? And it's time to get over that and not question, you know, everything is what if this happens or what if that happens that I can't reach my goals. You've got to go ahead and start your goal and begin the process of making that goal become a reality. You've got to have a true destination. Now, how are you going to know what you can achieve? Well, like I said at the beginning, you've got to look backward. What did you want to achieve last year that maybe you forgot about? You didn't actually have a plan how to do it. What are some of the reasons that you failed to reach that goal? Maybe you had, like me, too many goals. Do you realize that when we write down too many goals, we forget to focus on any one of those? So having fewer goals is one way to keep the end in sight. What is it that you hope to achieve by the end of the year? And then start saying you are already there. You are already making that amount of money, or you already are eating the right kind of foods and exercising in order to lose weight. You see, if you set your goal too high, you won't even have any motivation to make changes. You'll just be satisfied to be where you are. And even if it doesn't feel good and you feel fat and you feel uncomfortable being around other people, you won't really have enough motivation to change. So you've got to make the goal in a way that you feel worthy of it, you feel like you can achieve that, and that you will stay motivated to change that. So make fewer goals, but make them specific goals that you can say, I have lost 50 pounds by the end of the year, I weigh 50 pounds less, but then back it up and come back and state and say, this month I am 5 pounds thinner, or I am 10 pounds thinner than I was before. I mean, you want to look at breaking it down so that each month you do a little bit of it, but making it achievable by keeping on having motivation to keep on the plan all along. Now, I realize there are a lot of times that we can't achieve a goal because maybe we have health issues that keep us from being able to achieve it. But sometimes we also like to think, I am not going to be able to make a change because my family doesn't believe in me, or I don't believe in me, or any number of excuses that we come up with. So you've really got to evaluate your mind, what is it that you're saying to yourself, and then also make your goal realistic and achievable, something that you can measure, something that you actually are passionate about achieving. Maybe you are passionate about achieving so much money to pay off some debt, pay off school loans. That's one of the biggest problems that people have in our society. I was in real estate helping people for many years, and there were so many people that would come in, and they didn't even know what their credit score was. They didn't even realize that they didn't have very good credit until we pulled it the first time to look for a mortgage. But I had people that would come in and say, they were in the military, and they'd say, well, I have this huge car payment of $600, so I can only afford a house payment of $400, but I want a big house for $400. Well, it isn't going to happen. Their goal was not an achievable goal because they'd already sabotaged what they wanted in a home by having a car payment that was way too big for the income they had. So be realistic about things. Make a plan that is going to be realistic enough. If it is a plan that you want to buy a home, then by all means, get on there and get your credit score. Find out what it is. Make sure things are right. Make sure it's all about you. And make sure that you prepare for the purchase of a home. And you can go to places like Credit Karma that doesn't charge you, and it's not going to hurt your credit to find out what your credit score is. And then also keep up with anything that might affect your credit, or if somebody were to get into your account and you have identity theft of any way, that won't keep you from reaching your goal. You see, there are things that you really have to be very specific and focused on in order to achieve a financial goal. Maybe your goal is in education. Maybe you are someone who, because of your home situation, couldn't finish your degree that you wanted to achieve when you were younger. That was something that I did. I was in college, met my husband, we decided to get married, and I quit so that I could work. We actually had a son that had cerebral palsy that took a lot of my time in trying to help him. And then when he was no longer in our home, I decided I was going to go back and finish my degree. I was very passionate about achieving that degree. I was very focused on what I had to do in order to finish. And even though it had been 24 years from the second to the third year of college, my goal was to get through every semester, and I wanted to make good grades each time. So I set that as a goal of being able to achieve that. And when I got through, I had finished my degree in 3 extra years by really focusing on it and actually doing some tutoring for math to make that an achievable goal. And I'm just saying that to say it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. If there are changes you need to make, let's sit down and think about why have you not achieved those goals, and then write that goal as if you've already achieved it. Saying, I am a college graduate, or I am a vocational person, somebody that's achieved your goal in your education, wherever it is, even if it's not in college, to be able to finish that. You see, you've got to break through those negative things in your mind that have held you back up until now, and then you want to set the goal in an achievable, measurable way, and then make a commitment that you will become that person that you are saying that you already are. But you see, if you fail to make a plan, you will never accomplish anything. And if you set too many goals, you will probably give up on all of them instead of setting one or two goals that you are very passionate about. It could be one financial goal and one personal or health goal, or two health goals. It could be that you just need to break it down into measurable ways that you can say, I am this person that I've dreamed about being all my life. I am, like I told you, by stating it out loud and stating it in front of people helps me to achieve my goals. And it's so funny because when I was looking up some statistics for this talk today, I actually came across a TED talker, speaker, who was saying, don't tell your goals to other people because you might not achieve them. But I've always learned for myself that when I state my goals and tell other people, it gives me more incentive to reach that goal because I've told somebody about my goal, and I am going to be committed to keeping that goal. Another, just real quickly, one other thing that might help you in doing setting goals that are you can actually achieve is to have someone that you can be accountable to. And it could be your husband or your wife, your friend, somebody at work, somebody you trust, somebody that will keep a secret if that's what you need them to do, but somebody that can help you to stay focused on achieving your goals for this next year. And at the end of the year, you can say, I have achieved the goals I set out to achieve. I am the eagle. I am able to soar through the challenges that come up for me. Tanya, I've enjoyed getting to talk about some of the ways that I failed to make my goals achievable and the ways that I did make my goals achievable. And I hope it will help other people to see that we just need to be a little bit more realistic in how we are working towards setting these New Year's resolutions.